This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Flowers grow in the valley.
Flowers on our hillsides and valleys overlooking the ocean, giving us precious beauty. But not all is peaceful among the blooms of color. This is Bill Wood, and my guest today is Melinda McNaughton, co-founder of El Granada Advocates, working to protect our natural coastside environment. Welcome, Melinda.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Your organization is involved in a number of environmental causes, but let's start with one flower, one that splashes our hillsides with a bit of gold, but goes by the innocent name of Bermuda Buttercup. Turns out this little cup of gold is not so innocent after all. Tell us why.
This particular flower is pretty prolific. It is not native to our country. It pops up seasonally, but it's actually pretty easy to hand pull and replace with a native plant. Its bulbs do stay in the ground when you pull by hand, and those bulbs spread prolifically, unfortunately, but they're everywhere and it's hard to do much about them.
The county has an attack on these. They plan to sprinkle it with a liquid herbicide. What actually happens to the flower when that's done?
It takes probably 3 days to a week, depending on the climate conditions, for the plant to die. The county says that the bulb also dies with it. They spray this area on the bluffs every year. It seems like an exercise in futility to us because it's constantly getting sprayed out there with toxic pesticides.
What are the hazards of this particular herbicide?
So this particular one, they're using two chemicals. One is called Clearcast and one is called Garland 4 Ultra. Garland 4 actually is toxic to fish. Clearcast is a probable carcinogen toxic to bees. And there are some other things that I have on my list that they're toxic to, but I could go on.
It could be a long list,
it could
I presume.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, there are the things that it's toxic to that we don't even know it's toxic to.
Exactly. These are only the studies we know about.
Set a definition of a weed is just a plant where you don't want it.
Exactly.
But considering the size of the coastside landscape involved, is this flower, the oxalis, is that correct?
The oxalis.
Really controlled by hand removal?
It can be kept at bay. I would say it can't be controlled at all. It can be kept at bay. Like, you can't even control it with spraying because it's just going to keep coming back everywhere. But I have worked in habitat restoration where we actually with Pacifica Beach Coalition, and they do a great job of dealing with the oxalis. They just go out, pull it with all their volunteers, and then they cover up the soil with wood chips to keep the moisture in the soil so the soil holds water for the plants so it doesn't dry out. And then they replant natives there. They take the spot of where the oxalis would be.
Are there any native plants that actually push it out?
I'm not familiar. I'm sure there probably are, but I don't know. I know established native plants, that it doesn't really do much to an established larger native plant because oxalis doesn't grow that tall.
If the native plants are really strong, the oxalis really can't do too well.
It won't do too much.
That's good. Yeah,
it'll probably be there, but it won't do much to the plant.
Well, it reminds me, my grandfather had a ranch in eastern Washington State, and there was a weed there we called mullein.
Which grew up real
I'm tall
familiar with mullein,
And the rule was there, when you visited everybody, because you walked over the ranch, all the acreage, wherever you saw one of those, you pulled it out.
Pulled it out, yeah.
And it kept it under control, and sometimes if there was a section in a field, we just went out there and hoed it all out. So it was possible to get it down to where you didn't see it very often.
Right.
Catch it before it went to seed.
Makes sense. There's a lot of seeds on mullein, that's for sure.
What are you doing to convince the county not to use the herbicide?
We have contacted the county. We've been in discussions with Ray Mueller, supervisor for our district, and we've been explaining the research that we found and the public records we pulled showing the pesticides, that some of the very toxic pesticides they're using. One of them is a lot of different Roundup products containing 41% concentrate glyphosate. We've been explaining to the county that glyphosate is a liability to have in their integrative pest management program, and mainly because even the EPA had to go back through their data by a court order and report that 93% of endangered species are injured and killed by glyphosate. And also, glyphosate in ultra-low dose is harmful to human and animal DNA, according to the research we found. Then there are some other ones. A lot of the surfactants and spreaders they use, almost the same quantity, they have to add it to the mix of pesticides, contains PFAS, forever chemicals, and POEAs, which are 3,450 times more toxic than glyphosate. I nerd out on this.
The question is, are there situations where a herbicide is really the only option to control an invasive species?
The county has expressed certain examples of where it is the only option. I think they will say every time they spray it, it is the only option. So they will say that, yeah, this is the only option. But we know that there are many alternatives out there. I'm working with Non-Toxic Neighborhoods, which is a nationwide nonprofit that tries to help municipalities transition off of or reduce pesticide use. There are all kinds of new technologies out there. And there are also organic herbicides made from concentrate or industrialized vinegar, essential acids, and citric acid that can be used. Talking to Kim about it, she says there's a lot of different things you have to take into account when using those, like even the pH of the water has to be right so that the organic herbicide will work. Our county has expressed they haven't used organic herbicides yet, so that is one thing that we're asking them to try. And also Kim at Non-Toxic Neighborhoods can get them all kinds of potential free herbicides and some of the newer technology that's out there. There's a weed whacker type thing that actually has a little spark in it that can kill the roots of certain plants. So there's a lot of different ways now that are alternative to chemicals that can be used.
Your organization has a number of other environmental causes on its plate, wildfire prevention, clear cutting, and so forth. Tell us a bit about those.
El Granada Advocates started as a group of neighbors, and that's what we are. And we are concerned about the wildlife in our area, and of course we're concerned about wildfire. Our concern is with cutting down and managing tree canopy, we also want to retain some of it because it's been scientifically proven that tree canopy is very important for cooling urban towns and forests. It's really important now to have some kind of an urban tree canopy as the climate heats up. And the standard percentage of canopy globally is 30% tree canopy. And there's new research out saying that 40% should be the goal for towns.
When we think of clear cutting, we think of those checkerboards you see when you're flying in the airplane over Oregon and Washington, where they used to take, 40 acres. I actually spent years ago working a bit for Weyerhaeuser. The type of trees they're growing, they take them all down, plant the new ones. And of course, it ends up looking like that. Then they came up with an idea, what they called contour cutting. So they would go to hillside and cut it in contours, so then it looked like a natural meadow, at least until the time the new trees came up. And that made such a difference. I mean, everybody knew you're growing the trees to use them for lumber, but at least now it isn't this garish checkerboard running across.
Oh, and maybe they cut them at different times and gradually
now. Yeah, you'd see these various sections. Yeah, I'd hope that would be used.
The blue gum eucalyptus is a problem, and because they are exempt from getting permitted right now, there are a lot of situations where they are not required to replant another tree in its place. And so I think what we are promoting is definitely replanting a climate-resilient tree in place if it's appropriate.
One of the most important things is, how do people contact your organization and become involved?
We are at EG Advocates. That's E as in egg, G as in goat, advocates.org. And we can be contacted through our contact link there. And if you are interested in supporting our petition, which is trying to get the county to reduce or transition off toxic spraying, pesticide, and herbicide use on our public lands, including our parks, we have a link at the very top of the page.
One more time, because that's a little hard to remember.
Okay, yeah, sure. The website to contact is EG Advocates. That's E as in egg, G as in goat, advocates.org.
Well, it's been a delight to have you here, and I guess we'll see you out pulling plants at some point. We hope that people will consider doing that. You get to be outside.
A volunteer to help pull plants, maybe the less pesticides and herbicides will be used on our land.
Getting some exercise, and you're helping the environment as well.
Getting in the sun. And one more thing I'd like to say is that El Granada Advocates is working with Protect Our Watersheds SMC, Patty Mayell, and Non-Toxic Neighborhoods with Kim Conti. Please let your county and parks know when you see spraying happening or application of pesticides, and ask them questions and let them know your concerns. Send them photos. You can even send us photos at our contact link at egadvocates.org.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us today and bringing us awareness on how we can help preserve our coastside environment.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you having me today.
My guest today has been Melinda McNaughton with El Granada Advocates.
'Cause you're a good God with a real good plan, and you hold my world in ordering can, so I can have peace. 'Cause flowers grow.
Take the time to learn how to care for our land and ourselves at the same time. For the feature story of the week, this is Bill Wood.
Our thanks to KHNB contributor Bill Wood for our feature story of the week. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. What were things like on the coastside 34 years ago? Wonder no longer. Time Machine host Cameron Palmer takes us back to 1991. The ride back begins in moments on your hometown community station for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast. This is 100.9 FM Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Hello, Coastsiders. My name is Jeffrey Sories. I am the owner and operator of Peninsula Chimney Service. I am making this announcement as a public service to let Coastsiders know that there are reports coming in that people are posing as chimney sweeps. They pretend to be chimney professionals and locals are hiring them. They are scammers, pure and simple. When you book an appointment, you're actually calling a call center. The scammer will show up in an unmarked vehicle, no company logo, no business card or apparel expressing the company. When you call Peninsula Chimney Service, the owner, that's me, is the one who will show up at your door. Peninsula Chimney Service is licensed and bonded and been in this industry for over 35 years. We are certified chimney service professionals and provide all types of repairs and installs. For more information on our services and pictures of our work, please visit us at PeninsulaChimneyService.com.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1991. We are turning the dials back on the KHNB Time Machine back 34 years to March 1991. These are the stories and events now taking place. Checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, local news from 1991. Schools, sales tax proposed. Plan would require all-year school. In an effort to increase school funding, San Mateo County voters may be asked to boost their sales tax under a complex plan which would extend to the school year from 180 to 210 days. The plan calls for half a cent sales tax increase, and voters will have the final say when it appears on the upcoming ballot. Students search for drug abuse solutions. Five Half Moon Bay High School students will join 750 of their peers over California for Teen Work 1991 in Los Angeles. The workshop event, which began 7 years ago, will allow teens to exchange ideas on prevention of alcohol, drugs, and other teen-related problems. And Cougars Frosts Off Rally make for a thrilling win. Down by 3 runs, going into the top of the seventh, the Frosts Off baseball team rallied for 7-5 victory against the Terranova of Pacifica to win their North Peninsula League opener. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Let's talk high PG&E bills. My mom and several other friends found out about a grant provided for anyone on Social Security to check their homes for energy efficiency. You simply call PG&E for the correct number to set an appointment with someone to assess what your house needs to save energy. Then he sets a time for a technician to come and do the work, spending hours with needed help. This includes weather stripping, furnace check, fireplace, and stove check. Possibly need for a new one, efficient refrigerator, depending on the current one's age. Everyone we know that uses service has been very pleased. My mom was concerned about where the money for all these free services comes from, and was shown on her bill where it's built in and becomes available for that fund for Social Security recipients. So it's not charity. They also advise about helpful tips for conserving energy, such as nighttime thermostats set at 55 and daytime at 68. Keep calm and PG&E on. Major events making news in 1991. Here in the Bay Area, fires in the hills of Oakland burn thousands of homes and kills 25. 70 tornadoes break out in central United States, killing 17. And the Dow Jones average tops 3,000 for the first time. Following the Iraq invasion of Kuwait, the United Nations coalition forces bomb Iraq forces, forcing them out of Kuwait. Technology advances, including the airbag and introduction of the web browser. Cost of living in 1991, a new house, is $120,000 on an average yearly income of $29,500. Filling your tank will cost $1.12 a gallon. Bacon and eggs? Bacon is $1.95 and a dozen eggs, 85 cents. Wow, don't we wish. A wide range of popular films from Silence of the Lambs, Backdraft, to The Addams Family, and Hook. On the music scene, two great talents team up to pay tribute to the famous Motown sound. Here's Rod Stewart with the legendary Temptations, the Motown song.
Listen to the miracles, echoes.
This next artist is a dance pop singer-songwriter from Norfolk, England. Her first charted recording was top 10 in 1990, and now 1 year later, she climbs to the number 2 position. Here's Kathy Dennis with Touch Me All Night Long. Join us again next week for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Hi, this is Bob with BK Motors, your local consignment auto dealer. If you're looking for a good, reliable, safe used vehicle, you'll want to come down and take a look at what we have. We've always got a great selection of pre-owned vehicles available. We offer financing through Montera Credit Union, along with extended service contracts. Give us a call at 650-726-8220 or go to bkmotors.com. We're located next to McDonald's and next to Granola's Coffee House in Half Moon Bay.
I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share a sweet article I just read by Eileen Mitchell. Every once in a while, a pet comes along who steals your heart like no other before. For Barbara Mimral, That pet was her first golden retriever, Sunny. The ad said, "For sale, golden retriever puppies. We deliver from Monterey." I called and asked if I could go to their place and pick out a puppy. Instead, they offered to drive up to my Walnut Creek home. This struck me as odd, but this was 1995, a time when people weren't as aware of backyard breeders or puppy mills, so I said sure and asked if they could pick out a big female for me. My friend said I was crazy and shouldn't buy the pup until a vet checked it out. On our meeting day, the breeders were an hour late and I started getting cold feet. But right as I was prepared to split, this clunker of a car pulled up and I saw a bright little golden face peeking out of the window. I was writing the check before I even met her. Sunny was a fluffy, two-month-old ball of sunshine. When I took her to the vet, she had worms, fleas, and was underweight. Health issues aside, Sunny was an angel from the start. She never chewed anything, and I didn't even have to housebreak her. We went everywhere together, hiking, kayaking, camping. I took her anywhere a dog was allowed. But when Sunny was 8 months old, one morning she suddenly couldn't walk. I rushed her to the vet, and after multiple tests and x-rays, he broke the bad news. Sunny had two bad hips. It would cost a fortune to operate, and even then she stood only a 50-50 chance of walking again. She'd never be able to run and play like other young dogs, and would most likely be completely crippled by the age of 3. I was devastated, but decided I'd do whatever I could for Sunny. Not through a sketchy surgery, but through exercise and lots of love. My method worked. Sunny got better and stronger. She joined me at the beach, played with strangers, and taught pups how to swim in the ocean. Once, when we were walking through a deserted park at dusk, 4 guys came out of nowhere and started hassling me. Sunny took a stand between me and the men and let out this deep, threatening growl, baring her teeth like I'd never seen before. The men backed off immediately. I've no doubt that Sunny saved me from a bad situation. And she saved me in other ways, too. When my dad died, I would wrap my arms around her and hold on until my tears subsided. On a lighter note, one night I had a party that went longer than Sunny apparently thought was appropriate. She dragged her dog bed into the middle of the living room, and my guests got the hint. It was time to go home. I was so blessed to have my dear friend for 16 wonderful years. I didn't get to choose Sunny, but I feel as if she was chosen for me. She was an angel sent to teach me how to love, grow, and let go. Up until the day she died in my arms, Sunny proved the vet's prediction wrong. My beautiful girl enjoyed a wonderful life, and how lucky I was that she shared it with me. Until next time, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
This is Rachel Shanker, owner of CMIT Solutions, providing IT services to the nonprofits of the Coastside.
This is Sandy Winter, Executive Director of Senior Coastsiders. Rachel and her team have been wonderful to work with. They listen carefully to our needs and are very thoughtful and responsive. I thoroughly recommend CMIT Solutions to others.
CMIT Solutions, providing local friendly IT specialists who are close by and ready to protect you from network breakdown or cybersecurity hacks. For more information on how we can be of service to your nonprofit or business, visit us at cmitsolutions.com or call us at 650-770-0258.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
I'm Sharon Caron, founder and CEO of Sharon the Health. I'm your guest host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. I first found essential oils 20 years ago, and while becoming an oil educator, folks are skeptical at best and didn't want much to do with those snake oils. Times have changed, and there is quite a buzz. But still, some say it's just a passing fad. The fact is, essential oils are so old, they're new. Did you know hieroglyphics were found on carved walls of tombs in Egypt, showing how oils were used for embalming the bodies of kings, queens, and pharaohs? Yes, for mummification to travel to the afterlife. Also depicted in carved pictures is how these sacred oils were used for emotional healing of the body, mind, and spirit. So what is an essential oil? It's actually the lifeblood of the plant, the immune system of the plant that keeps it alive. The ancient distillation process might look like a giant pressure cooker using steam and under very low pressure, low temperature, to extract this precious blood of trees, leaves, stems, flowers, or even roots of all different types of plants. Oils are very concentrate and volatile. This ancient process actually keeps the immune system intact with all of the constituents in their purest form. The substance from the plant is harmonious with our human body, as animals and plants are all made up of the same types of cells. Essential oils are woven throughout history. Through scripture, we've discovered essential oils were in every part of daily life. They were used as anointing oils to consecrate priests and kings, and also used for beautifying and cleansing. Oils were a common part of life, mentioned more than 500 times in the Bible, with frankincense and myrrh being two of the most popular. In those days, there were no pharmacies, only oils. My favorite quote from scripture is Matthew 2:10. And when they opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I believe these wise men were making sure the Christ child would survive. We'll be right back, so stay tuned to hear more about how oils can support you after a word from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discreet appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
I'm Sharon Caron, speaking about essential oils to support you. You know, we were put here on the earth with all we need to survive and thrive. Plants play a huge part in our lives. They produce oxygen and glucose as a byproduct of photosynthesis. We eat plants to stay alive and to give us energy. The ancients knew the blood of the plants, flowers, and trees would support a healthy body as well. So how do we use essential oils? There are three basic ways. First, anoint the body directly where the support is needed. For instance, the neck, back, heart, knees, and joints. The second is to disperse oils into the air to breathe using a cold air diffuser. And the third is to inhale concentrated oils directly by dropping 2 to 4 drops of the oil into your palm, rub your hands together, and put them up to your nose with prayer hands. Now breathe in deeply. The oil goes directly from the olfactory nerve in your nose to the amygdala region of the brain in 3 seconds. The amygdala is the seat of your emotions and located in the frontal limbic region. This part of the brain responds to smell. When the scent reaches the amygdala, it acts as communication between the brain and your body. The brain now speaks to the body and instructs it to either relax, energize, and or release anxiety. Each plant has its own instruction. Some oils help to focus our mind to allow us to better receive guidance from our soul. Others may help with feeling supported, mental clarity, healthy nerve function, and to support good sleep patterns. Still other oils may support good circulation, discourage fluid retention, or to feel more grounded. Not all oils are created equal, and it's imperative that you know the oils you are using are pure without toxic additives. Because essential oils have a very tiny molecular structure, it takes only 22 seconds for the molecules to reach the brain. They will be found in the bloodstream in 2 minutes, and in 20 minutes, they will affect every cell in your body. That's how fast oils work. We are truly blessed to have God in a bottle, just as the ancients did. I love to use my oils every single day. Would you like more joy or energy, maybe some peace and calm in your life? It takes only seconds. For more information and to download your free ebook on biblical and everyday oils, visit SharonTheHealth.com. That's SHARON, the THE, health, HEALTH.com. This is my gift to you in love this blessed holiday season. I'm Sharon Caron, your guest host for Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and welcome to Coastside Carousel. This is the show by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast, and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California. My guest this week is Bay Area singer-songwriter Kimberly Gold. Kimberly is a consummate artist, honing her skills in L.A., New York City, and Nashville. She's equally adept at pop, rock, R&B, as she is in country. Kimberly has worked with members of Tower of Power, Steely Dan, and Boz Scaggs. Kimberly, welcome to the show. It's long overdue. I first heard about you from my friend Scott Stone, who you played with, and I was thinking Gold and Stone, or Stone and Gold. What a great combo you guys would be. How did you guys meet?
I had gotten my very first gig at this wonderful little establishment here on the coast called Ocean Siders. I was actually supposed to go to Golden Gate Park to see my friend's David Bowie tribute band that day, but I couldn't find any parking. So I said, you know, why don't I go out to Ocean Siders, where I'd never been, because I always like to go to the venue first to check it out before I play there. And much to my surprise and delight was this killer band called No Static. So I watched them, and we met on the break, and so they invited me to sit in. So I sat in on, it was a Steely Dan song, Josie, I believe it was, because that's one of the songs in my little repertoire that I do.
And the rest is history, as they say. There's so much to talk about with you. Let's start at the beginning. You were probably singing when you were 3 years old, I
think.
Imagine.
I came singing out of the womb. I swear, I think I just came out and went, la! I remember as a very, very young child being put to bed, you know, whatever time little kids go to bed, you know, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and I would sneak a transistor radio under the covers. And the stations at the time, how long have you been here in the Bay Area?
Many years. I was born and raised in Half Moon Bay, moved to San Diego in 77, but KFRC, KYA as a kid.
Took the words out of my mouth.
I'm a kid of the 60s and the 70s.
So that was my jam. I would get under the covers, and it would be KFRC, KYA, and KDIA for my soul music. I amassed at a very, very young age, you know, and clearly my parents were enabling this addiction because I had a big record collection. I clearly didn't go to the store and buy them by myself, but I was obsessed with the Jackson 5. My mom and dad took me to the Cow Palace, my little brother, I must have been like 10, to see the Jackson 5, and I had pictures of them all over my walls. I had like the Monkees and the Partridge Family, but the Jackson 5 I was going to marry Michael Jackson. He didn't know it, but that's what was going to happen.
There's an urban legend that your mom, on your birth announcement, made it look like a theater ticket. Would you tell us about that?
I love that you picked that up. Yes. So my mother clearly was clairvoyant, or she had some magic powers to pre-plan our destinies. My birth announcement was on a pink theater ticket. I mean, a totally legit-looking pink theater ticket. It's a girl starring. And then my birth name, I was Kim, because my mother named me after the actress Kim Novak. So It's a Girl, starring Kim Susan Goldberg, directed by Dr. Gospie at Mount Zion Theater Hospital.
Let's dive into your catalog a little bit. Let's start with How Can I Be Sure by the Young Rascals.
I have just met this wonderful music producer, multi-instrumentalist songwriter guy, Jimmy Goings. We've just started working together. I was getting re-immersed in that kind of 60s pop rock thing. It was already in my consciousness. So I'm on the walk, and I start listening to it. And I remember I just started crying. And the theme of the song was so what was happening in my life at that time. I ran home as fast as I could. I remember I grabbed my guitar. I put up Ultimate Guitar Charts up there, and my hand just started playing the song. This is not an easy song to play. The hand like just started like I played it my whole life. And so I called Jimmy. I go, Jimmy, I know that, because we were just doing my music, right? And I said, you're going to think I'm nuts, but I want to record How Can I Be Sure? He goes, that's amazing. We're going to do it. And so within a week, he had already started tracking it, and it was his vision. So he said, we're going to slow it down. Let's make this a real love ballad. You know, it'll still be a little mid-tempo, but it won't be that cabaret thing the way that they did it.
Almost so like an American Standard, right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. So we immediately started recording this, and, you know, we got some great players to play on it, and we finished it. And I found out, first of all, I didn't even know that there were two lead singers. I didn't know who Eddie Brigati was. I didn't know he sang the song. I knew who Felix Cavalieri was. So I found some little musician page on Facebook of Eddie Brigati. I'm sure it's him, because I don't think anyone would impersonate him, but I sent it to him. And he sent me back this cute little message on Facebook and Messenger that said, such a beautiful, you know, blah, 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 and now I can be sure with you. And that was the end of that. But I went, where's Felix Cavalieri? So I tracked down his management. I get an email from the manager, and it says, see below from Felix. And Felix just said, this is such a beautiful rendition of one of my favorite compositions. It's not an easy song to sing. Thank you so much. I want to invite you to a Rascal, because he has his own group now called Felix Cavalieri's Rascals. It's Gene Cornish has played with them a few times. You know, they have their own little thing, but it's just his thing with other people in the band. But it's the Rascals catalog. And he said, I want to invite you to a show. Anytime you want to come, you're my guest. So I looked on the tour schedule, and they weren't coming here anytime soon. However, they were going to be playing in Nashville on my birthday. I had not been back to Nashville in 12 years since I left.
When is your birthday?
August 27th. So on my birthday, August 27th, 2021, I got to fly to Nashville as the guest. We didn't pay for the flight, but as the guest of Felix Cavalieri, I had a VIP table. I got to go backstage, and I got to meet Felix and the manager. And from then on, I've gone to, I think, three Rascals shows. And I didn't have my album yet. When the album got completed, I got to be his guest. You'll love this. It was a show in Reno, October, whenever it was, of 2022. I just released the record. I got to go to Reno on a double bill with the Monkees. It's just Mickey Dolenz now, but doing the Monkees catalog. And I got to go backstage and bring him, you know, my copy of With How Can I Be Sure. And this will tell you everything you need to know about Felix. Deadpan. Kimberly, I'm sorry, I can't accept this. I'm like, why? He goes, because you haven't signed it yet. So these are the moments, like, you know, no, I'm not famous, but who gets to have this? I mean, it's like, it makes me want to cry just even talking about it.
And without further ado, let's play it now. This is How Can I Be Sure with Kimberly Gold, Coastside Carousel on KHMB.
How can I be sure? In a world that's constantly changing, how can I be sure where I stand with you? When
100.9 FM and AM 1710 is KHMB, and you've got it on Coastside Carousel. You just heard the Young Rascals song, How Can I Be Sure, with that beautiful interpretation by Kimberly Gold. That song, I get goosebumps when I hear it. You told the story. It brought a tear to my eye. So Sycamore Street, I want to play right now. Tell us about that one. That's your very first, right?
Correct. And all the songs on Sycamore Street were recorded when I lived in Nashville. It's a Nashville record. But it's not country. It's just the music that I was doing at the time. So do you want to know about the album or the song?
The song itself.
The song itself has a fabulous story. I couldn't make it up any better. So I went to New York on a trip for other things that I was doing, and I went to go see my friend Lucy, who I'd worked with when at the record labels when I was in New York, and she had kind of reinvented herself. She had really kind of like just changed everything about this kind of shy, quiet, conservative demeanor she had into like this butterfly, you know, experiencing life. So I came back to Nashville, and I wrote with this new writer I'd never worked with before, and we sat down to write for the first time. And he just wanted to know what was going on. That's how you do it sometimes in Nashville. And so we just picked up our guitars, and I was telling him about my trip, and I started talking about my friend Lucy. He goes, Lucy, let's stick with Lucy. Hey, Lucy, what you got going on, Lucy? And that's how the whole beginning of that song started.
And it came out easily, you told me.
Yeah, it just completely flowed as if we were literally having the conversation. And then it inspired me to open it up to that big chorus. It's about recognizing that you can't be who you were before. You know, you have to kind of be done with that version of yourself. And you have to, like, Sycamore Street is where you started, like Elm Street or Maple Street or, you know, small town America in your mind of where you began. And you're recognizing that it's time, or you have to, you can't be something for other people anymore. You have to just do it for yourself.
Let's play it now. This is Sycamore Street, Kimberly Gold, Coastside Carousel on KHMB.
Never worry now.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and you're listening to the words and music of Kimberly Gold. She'll be at Oceansiders March 30th. I can't wait. I'll be in town. I can't wait to come and hang out with you, have a little cider on the ocean bluff there at Pillar Point Harbor. And we're talking about her life in music and her life of music. We haven't even talked about your vocals. How would you describe, do you have like a multi-octave voice? You have a beautiful vibrato. I mean, if we want to get technical about it. Tell me about how you see your voice, singing voice.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've got a very big range. And I mean, a lot of that stems from the fact that I've been singing my whole life, and I sang in choirs, you know, my whole life. So I've always had an ear for harmony, and, you know, I wouldn't consider myself like a, you know, mezzo soprano. I can hit those notes. Well, I mean, you know, I learn a ton of music for my gigs that I didn't write, you know, so I've been doing that my whole life. You know, I studied from, you know, birth, because I'm a little kid under the covers listening to the radio. So I'm listening to Diana Ross and Aretha Franklin and Barbara Streisand was a huge influence on me at one time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've always studied other singers, and so much of my styles I have learned from singing along. I mean, Paul Rodgers from Bad Company, you know, when I got to interview him, I got to ask him that question. I actually got to interview him for this publication, Musician Magazine, and I had this column that they gave me called Vocal Gig Bag, and I was able to pick like a handful of my favorite singers, and I got to interview Paul Rodgers for that. And he talked about, you know, his technique and learning how to sing, like, you know, before the phrase and above, you know. So, yeah, I mean, that's a fascinating thing. But, you know, I took a lot of voice lessons, you know, so I definitely studied. I definitely learned. I used to do all the, you know, all that stuff. But eventually, for me, it just became ingrained. And, you know, I'm certainly not a perfect singer, and, you know, but especially now that I've been singing professionally, and that's my whole job now for all these years, it's a muscle. It's what I do every day. So that's the latest and greatest, you know, of Kimberly Gold.
And the story continues. Kimberly, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's been such a pleasure, Mike. Thank you so much for having me.
That will do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. We are blessed with such a rich tapestry of vibrant music. And be sure to check our website link under Coastside Carousel for all the upcoming shows in town. I'm Mike Dale. Until next time, be well.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court recently overturned the jury sentence of a man convicted of the brutal murder of a 71-year-old woman because the prosecuting attorney had mentioned a Bible verse in the courtroom. Yet consider what happened in the 1778 case, Respublica versus John Roberts. Thomas McKean, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, was the Chief Justice of that court, and addressing John Roberts after the jury had sentenced him to death for treason, McKean told him, "You will probably have but a short time to live. Before you launch into eternity, it behooves you to repent of your evil deeds, to be incessant in prayers to the great and merciful God to forgive your manifold transgressions and sins, to teach you to rely upon the merit and passion of a dear Redeemer." This prominent founding father actually delivered a salvation message to the defendant in the courtroom.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.